106.7 WIZ, and the phone is ringing, and that means it's got to be Kyle.
I am here. I am here indeed.
What's something that's popular that's going on in the store that people should know about?
So I think all this cold weather is leading people to be a little stir crazy. A lot of people are refinishing a lot of that furniture that's been kicking around their house, whether it's an end table or something that's been bugging them that maybe their puppy chewed on 5 years ago. So a lot of people are looking for those nice warm indoor projects lately.
What are some of the best things that people are using to strip the old stuff off with?
Yeah, so that's one of the more popular questions, and something I always like to tell people is that if it's a really, really old piece, probably want to test it to see if it has any kind of lead paint on it. We do sell lead paint kits. Once you determine that, if it's lead-free, you can sand it down outside or in a place that's properly ventilated, or you can get a liquid stripper, which will cause that finish to bubble up. You can scrape that off and then neutralize any of those chemicals that are left over. But after that, the most common way to do it is to pick out like a really nice Minwax stain, put as many coats of stain on as you want to achieve the color that you're happy with, and then top coat it with a really strong protectant like a polyurethane. I'd still suggest an oil-based polyurethane because it's going to be a little bit more durable than some of the water-based solutions.
Yeah.
Or if you want something that's going to be in any area like a kitchen or a bathroom where there's going to be any high moisture, I would suggest doing something like a spar urethane.
And hey, don't forget the wood conditioner before you stain too so that it evens out that finish.
Definitely use a wood conditioner. I usually tell people to try to get a scrap piece of wood. It's a lot easier to figure it out on a scrap piece than it is on something you're going to look at every single day. So
yeah,
generally if it's a soft wood, you can use a wood conditioner and it's going to get rid of any of that unevenness or blotchiness in your finish coat.
Yeah, and we don't want any blotchiness in our lives.
No more than we have to deal with on a daily basis as it is.
All right, well, you know, Kyle, I appreciate how you and the folks at Sticks and Stuff, you got 6 locations in Vermont and upstate New York. People can go to sticksandstuff.com to find out where you are, and they cure some of your cabin fever. And I do hear that shellac is back, baby. So, I mean, maybe let's go.
Yes, shellac is good. Shellac is strong. It can be a little more brittle than polyurethane, though.
Yeah, definitely in the right place. The right tool at the right time in the right place.
There it is.
All right. Well, Kyle, thanks for giving us an outlet for that cabin fever that we are all facing.
Sounds good. Everybody take care.